My friend Julia and I once hitched 16 hours straight from a camel farm just south of Alice Springs, through the desert, through the night, to Adelaide, in a beat-up ute with a Harley strapped to the back. Jody, our chain-smoking driver, was, I kid you not, a dead ringer for John Jarrett. You know, that guy who plays the murderer in Wolf Creek? Only 1,532 kilometres to go. We do small talk before trying a conversation. He tells us about a former life as an illegal logger in the Daintree, using dynamite to fell trees and explode stumps to hide the evidence. I ask too many questions. He gets suspicious.
Yous ain't greenies, are ya?
We sit in silence for an hour. We pull over at the only pub for cup of soup. It's not the best dinner of all time, but the kitchen's closed. There's a bikey band thrashing out grungy covers, and the guitarist asks Julia and I if we'll be their groupies. We look at each other, back away slowly, and jump back in the ute. Six hours later, I confirm that the middle seat isn't actually a seat at all, and I'm struggling to stay awake. All I can see is a tunnel of blurred road. It's total darkness. No visible horizon or contour where the earth meets the sky. Just an expanse of stars, dead light, and gas. By dawn, we're starving and pull over for breakfast. Any Wolf Creek fears by now well and truly dashed. Not only is Jody not a rabid murderer, he's the legend who'll drive you 1,532 kilometres and then buy you breakfast. We ordered, awkwardly, egg rolls. So, like a bacon and egg roll, but minus the bacon. Over breakfast, I asked him how the hell he stayed awake. He used to be a long-haul trucker.
The trick is, when it comes down to it, you just got to keep one eye open and then switch. You just got to make sure you don't close both eyes at the same time. I did that once. Oh, it was bad.
Julia and I laugh back disbelievingly. Finally, we roll into Adelaide, a little worse for wear, but alive. Jody checks into his hotel and says we can sleep there for a few hours. We're desperate to say yes, and he seems legit, but again, we back away slowly. We've got another leg to go, and I'm spewing over why I didn't just catch a plane. Then I think of all the people I've met hitchhiking. People who've just been released from jail, coal miners with chihuahuas, ultramarathon runners, and now Jody. All of them eccentric, all of them unquestioningly generous. So we drain Adelaide of whatever caffeine's on offer, find an open stretch of highway, and unfold our thumbs.